happy life. Hey.
Hello, everybody. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, horticulturalist, worm farmer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. And I have a very special treat for you this hour. The acclaimed, the amazing, incredible Amy Stewart, author of The Drunken Botanist. Before I ask her to join me, I want to remind you to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. It's the place where you can stay on top of our news, sales, and interactions with our customers and our followers. And it's also the place to order your new free spring catalog that's full of the products you need to produce the most productive garden ever. And I'd also love to hear from you, too, on Twitter. You can always follow me at Dr. Bug Lady. When you call in during this hour with a question for myself or Amy, you'll receive as my gift an Arbico Organics seed care and root preparation kit. This includes 1 ounce of Arbico Organics Maximizer Mycorrhizal Fungi, a 5-pound bag of Arbico Organics Earthworm Castings, and a 5-pound bag of Arbico Organics Compost Plus. Just what you need to make sure your seeds, seedlings, starts, and perennial plants get off to the best start ever. The Arbico Organics Seed Care and Root Preparation Kit retails for $36.95, and it's yours as my gift when you call in during this hour with a question for myself or my guest. Here's the number to call, 877-300-7645. 877-300-7645. Give us a call and tell us how your garden is doing. Amy Stewart is simply amazing. She is the award-winning author of 6 books on the perils and pleasures of the natural world, including 3 New York Times bestsellers, Wicked Bugs, Wicked Plants, and Flower Confidential. Her latest book, The Drunken Botanist, is about the plants that create the world's best drinks. She's the co-founder of the popular blog Garden Rant and a contributing editor at Fine Gardening Magazine. She and her husband, Scott Brown, live in Eureka, California, where they also own an antiquarian bookstore called Eureka. Consider the plants behind your beverage. Some of them might spring immediately to mind. Grapes in your wine glass, rye in your whiskey bottle, juniper in your gin and tonic, and what about sorghum and coriander, cinchona, and bitter orange? There is an incredible diversity of grains, herbs, and fruits that go into the world's alcoholic drinks. And now I'd like to invite Amy Stewart to join me so we can learn more. Welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener, Amy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, I'll tell you, I think I should have gotten up early this morning and started off with a Bloody Mary, you know, just so I could be ready for the show.
Sure.
Actually, I'm having my own little concoction of a drink, you're right. I mean, everything that we drink comes from plants. I mean, it's so interesting when you think about what really goes particularly into alcoholic beverages. So, just let's get right into it. How did you get started on this topic, and what inspired you? It's so exciting.
Well, you know, like so many great ideas, this one was born in a bar. I was actually sitting with a friend of mine who is also he's actually a landscape designer and a garden writer. And he was talking about gin and saying, you know, I've never really been much of a gin drinker. And I said, how can you not be interested in gin if you're interested in plants? I mean, look at all the interesting plants that go into gin. You have the grains that form the base alcohol. And, of course, you have juniper, which is what makes it gin, the juniper cones, this weird conifer shrub, and citrus peel, and probably some cilantro seeds, you know, coriander, and all these other herbs and spices. It's nothing but distilled plant matter in this bottle. That's all that's in it. Isn't that intriguing? And I start looking around at the bar and saying, you know, that's really true of everything we're looking at here. I mean, there's sugar cane in that bottle, and here's corn in that bottle, and there's barley, and there's agave. I mean, everything behind the bar comes from plants. It doesn't come from anything but plants. And at one point, I said, I think somebody ought to write a book about that. And he said, why don't you write a book about it? So I did.
So you did. It is an amazing book. I just want to give this book away as a gift. Everybody should have a copy of it. I mean, it's just, you know, when you think about, as I was looking at your website, you were saying that there wasn't a bottle in the store that we couldn't assign a genus and species to. And, you know, as you say, we don't even think about vodka. You know, some people don't even realize that there are many vodkas that don't come from potatoes. They come from grapes and from other things, and they're all flavored. And the interesting thing to me is that when you think about it, you know, going back before we had quote-unquote Western medicine, I mean, everything was medicinal. They would go out and get the herbs. They'd go get all the plants. They would make these infusions, and they were medicine. And so, I mean, it's just so interesting that when you think about where everything comes from. I mean, most people don't realize where our alcoholic beverages come from, what they're made of.
That's right. And you're right that they do have a real history with medicine. You know, I mean, before we had a modern pharmacological industry, all we had were plants. That's the only medicine there was until really just, you know, 150 years ago or so. So the best way to take plant matter and store it up so that you have some when someone gets sick is to drop it into alcohol and extract the active ingredients. And then you have something in a bottle you can put on a shelf. And so a lot of herbal liqueurs got their start that way.
It's just so incredible. I mean, I conjure up this image of, you know, being like in an old apothecary shop long time ago with these odd looking bottles and, you know, roots of plants. And I mean, and when you think about even homeopathy, there are so many of them are made of plants, and still used widely today. And as you say, they actually are infused into a bottle, and they're little bottles that you can buy, like arnica, like calendula. And they're healing. So it's, I mean, no wonder we like to drink so much, right?
Right. I mean, I don't think we can say in good conscience that a cocktail is good for you, although in moderation it certainly couldn't harm you. But, you know, actually, there are a lot of, you go to Europe and there are a lot of aperitif wines and aperitif liqueurs that are something that you drink before a meal, and they really do make you hungry. You know, there are definitely plants in there that have been scientifically demonstrated to stimulate the appetite and get the digestive juices going. So some of that stuff was definitely correct. And some of these plants still do have medicinal uses. It's just that they're used in such small quantities in alcohol that you'd have to drink far too much alcohol to get a medicinal dose of them. You wouldn't make it through. but they are fascinating plants from all over the world. You know, I really tried to look at Africa and India and Asia, so I really wanted it to be a very global book.
Well, and it certainly does. It definitely addresses the global issue. I mean, I noticed that they use a lot of sorghum you wrote about in Africa for beer, and it's kind of interesting looking beer, I think. We've got about 30 seconds, so tell us a little bit about that beer.
Well, sorghum is a grain, and they make a cloudy homemade beer that is actively fermenting. So it's almost a little closer to yogurt than it is to beer, this sort of watery, gruel-like drink. But it is made across Africa, and it makes sorghum one of the most widely imbibed plants in the world when you include all those people.
I mean, who would have thought? Most people think, you know, they're growing sorghum for cattle feed, and but we don't do it here in this part of the world so much, you know. But we don't think of it for that purpose. But it is being used widely.
Oh yeah, even in the United States, sorghum beer because it's gluten free, and in Indiana, there's a guy making a rum out of sweet sorghum using the molasses that you get from the stalks. So it's used in alcohol all over the world. In China, they make a spirit called Maotai out of sorghum. It's surprisingly common. And it is our fourth largest food crop here in the United States after corn and wheat and soybeans.
That's pretty amazing. Well, I know my husband drinks it because he's gluten intolerant, and I think it tastes pretty darn good. We're going to take a quick little break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking some more about the drunken botanist with the amazing Amy Stewart. So if you have a question for Amy about what's in your drinks or gardening, you can give us a call, and we're going to answer your questions at 877-300-7645. We'll be right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237. 686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry, returning. Say we had a little difficulties in that first section, so my wonderful engineer Tom, and he is a great guy, also a gardener. Anyway, he was able to hook me up again, so we're going to go on with the show. So anyway, I would like to invite a very special person now to join me. This is a person that's dear to my heart. He's the co-owner of Arbico Organics. He's a wildlife biologist, a gardener, composter, insect grower. He's the father of my children, biocontrol specialist, known as the Bug Man, and he's my husband, Rick Fry. Welcome.
welcome to the show, Rick.
Well, thank you, Sherry. It's a beautiful fall-like morning here, and it rained most of the night, and it's always kind of a nice thing to get fall water, rainwater into the ground so that everything still comes alive. So it's not that we're going into winter yet, because I predict a very long fall. And it's just kind of nice to see that, sort of wonderful evening rains happen, and you wake up and all your soil is wet, growing, still growing. And that's what I think we're going to be talking about today, is what happens to the bioregions across the country here when we get fall happening. And let's start off first, Sherry, about talking about the amazing sunlight that has been lessening them every day as we watch the days lessen. As we all know, between now and December 22nd, which is the shortest day of the year, the daylight hours are anywhere between 3 and 4 minutes less every day. And that has a huge impact on the environment. Did you know that?
Absolutely. It's just amazing. I notice it more and more. You know, it was just a month ago that we were waiting until almost 8 o'clock for the sun to set, and now it's setting about an hour, it takes a little hour less to set every day. And so you're absolutely right. I'm starting to see that things are changing, even though it doesn't seem like it so much out here in Tucson, Arizona, because it's still very hot.
And that's what we're predicting. We're predicting a very hot next 30 or 45 days, well into the middle of October. And let's go back to the sunlight. What that does is it plays a very important role on guiding insects that winter is coming. You see, the temperature is very important in insects. They're more active, and their life styles go faster and faster when there's higher heat. I'm talking about, you know, over 75, 80, 90 degrees. Speeds up their metabolism and their digestion and all that. But as we follow the sunlight being decreased every day, all animals are aware of that. But today's topic is just going to be the reduced amount of sunlight per day sets off an incredible mechanism in all insects, and that is that they start to prepare for the winter, and the females especially start to know that this is a good time to increase their amount of egg laying so that larger numbers will equal larger survivors through the wintertime. So this is sometimes observed in laboratories, rearing scientists, or certainly at Arbico, but also you can see it in your own backyard that there could be more ants, there could be more fleas, more grubs, more mosquitoes, especially as the month of September comes in and moves into October. You think, gosh, I'm going to see less insects. Well, sometimes there could be an intense amount of activity going on simply because every day we've got a little bit less sunlight. So it's the beautiful secret of Mother Nature happening naturally, and we're just wanting people to know that this is also a good time to say, all right, now that I'm going to see more of these, let's talk about grubs, for example, in the soil, this is the time to treat, because grubs, for example, Sherry, are something that live for months and months and months. There's maybe 10 major species of grubs that we're going to see in our soil, in our gardens, in our raised beds. Grubs come from beetles. You know, there's many, many different types of beetles that are pest insects, eating not only just the plant, but laying their eggs, and the grubs go into the soil. But those eggs turn into grubs, and the different stages of grubs can be in the soil 3, 6, 9, 12 months a year. And so you can imagine this is a good time to treat the soil because you want to be able to stop the grubs when they're young. The younger the grub, the more susceptible it is to, for example, beneficial nematodes, which is a very good biological way of controlling grubs in the soil. And one of the perfect times to do that is in September, early October. Anytime your temperatures are over 70 degrees outside, the soil temperatures are approximately in that same range, and it's a good time to use a beneficial nematode. And isn't that one of your favorite beneficials, Sherry?
Absolutely. Beneficial nematodes are my favorite. You know, and if you say nematode, that's okay too. A lot of people say nematode, some people say nematodes. You know, what you're saying, Rick, is just really, it's something that's so amazing when you think about light and the effect that it has on insect populations, that what you're saying is that as the light decreases ever so slightly, what happens is it triggers insects that somehow they're hardwired to begin to really give it their last their last ditch effort to be sure that they've laid plenty of eggs that are going to winter over, or eggs or pupa or grubs that are going to winter over, so that when it does warm up again in the spring, we're going to get hit. And so what you're recommending is, or what we're talking about here, is that this is a time when instead of not thinking about insects, this is actually a time to be thinking about the next spring, because this is a time to begin to think about how can I attack them now, how can I prevent them now, be proactive. And beneficial nematodes is a wonderful, wonderful way to go, because they take care of all of the larval stages of pests in the soil. So we're talking thrips, we're talking grubs of all types, in particular Japanese beetles, which are a terrible menace. We're also talking caterpillar pests that have their pupae in the soil, fleas, ticks, termites, all sorts of pests that attack greenhouses, such as gnats, and then, of course, you've got flies.
Fungus gnats.
Thank you. So we've got about a minute before we have to go off the air, Rick. So, you know, I think that it's really important for us to talk about how to apply these nematodes. What's the easiest way to do it right now?
Right. Well, just before we do that, I want to go ahead and expand. Even I have been in many offices recently, and offices that are going green and that have plants have a horrible problem with fungus gnats right now. You know, people think, gosh, I'm in an office, I'm kind of separate from the outside environment, and why am I seeing so many more fungus gnats right now? Well, fungus gnats grow right in the pots of plants, and a few fungus gnats adults get in. They come in maybe on our clothing, reproduce, lay eggs. I've even seen flies lay eggs in office plants. Large office plants, or people that have indoor landscaping along a wall, like big hotels, they can have a real fungus gnat problem.
So just an outdoor pest problem either. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. And for those of you who are listening, just stay put, because we've got lots more to talk about. We're going to be talking about fall gardening. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, and with me this hour is a very, very special person. He is my husband, Rick Fry. He's the co-owner of Barbaco Organics, wildlife biologist, gardener, composter, insect grower, dad, biocontrol specialist, and the bug man. Welcome back, Rick.
Well, thank you, Sherry. We were just really talking about how wonderful nature is, how simple our topic is today, and that is days are shortening as we go into the fall. Not necessarily temperatures, but days shortening, the little amount of sunlight that we see less and less every day is a trigger. I think that was a good word we used last time. A trigger to all insects to start to overwinter by laying more and more eggs. And our point was also that whether you have a greenhouse or office plants, hotels and things that have the same sort of ingrowing indoor plants that have growing insects. Yeah, little things like whitefly can be affected by this also. So it's amazing that the light will penetrate even dark rooms and houses. So it's just that shift of light that we're talking about. And one of the ways you can do this is just be an observer right now as you go outside and you see ant populations. Because the ant populations are madly searching for food, for storage for the winter, and they're able to intensify their numbers outside. So just by walking outside, sitting on the patio, having an iced tea, and looking down, and you'll see lots of flurried activity in your ants, fungus gnats and things in your ears and things like that, because all insects everywhere are in the survival mode because the days are shortening. That's our message here today, and what you can do about it. And one of the first things that we tell people to do around their gardens, even around their homes, is that they can set up traps to help monitor some of the adult population. Biocontrol works in many different steps. It's not just a single silver bullet. You don't just put out, you know, ladybugs and your aphids are gone. You have to be able to do many things that we've talked about over the years here on GCN Radio, like strengthening the soil, putting up traps, using the right beneficials. So there is a game plan that can be really used now that we're into the fall season. And one of the ways is to use some of our catch traps, but some of the traps, like the insectivore trap, also is a mass killing trap. And this trap is designed many, many years ago in cotton fields by a friend of mine. He noticed one day when he went out into the field, he had a yellow shirt on, and at the end of his walking through cotton fields looking for pests and beneficials, he was covered with insects. And especially he had worn a yellow shirt with long sleeves. And it's funny how Mother Nature gives you information to go home and make an idea. And the insectivore trap was born at that point. And we, of course, developed it over the years. It's a very effective mass control trap. It controls flying insects, white flies, mosquitoes, flying insects like the gnats and the white fly. Thrips is what I was thinking about, leaf miner, things like that. But it was really interesting the way he designed it. He went home, and instead of having a flat sticky trap, which you've seen in gardens for years, he went ahead and made a tube. In other words, it's just like as if he were making a sleeve over his arm and covered it with sticky material and then rolled it up on a 50-foot roll. So when somebody buys an insectivore trap, it can last 12 months, 14, 16 months. And it has 300 inches of exposed area at any one time so that you can catch them from down below, down under, from on the sides, up above as they fly in, which is pretty much like what a flower is. A flower is a three-dimensional target, and that's what the insects fly in towards is to see this target. And so now there's a very effective way of you being able to see this increased number of adults in your garden, in your backyard, on your farm, is using the insectivore trap. It's one of my favorites. I set it up and just walk away and come back in about a half an hour, and people are just amazed at how many different varieties of pest insects are caught on the insectivore trap.
You know, we have a on our homepage at the Arbico Organics website, Rick, we have a picture of that thing, and it's amazing. It's just covered with insects, and you know, I really appreciate that you're really using a true biocontrol approach, because it does start with trapping and monitoring of pests, and no matter what time of the year, whether it's fall, whether you're full out in summer, it's always good to have a few traps out just to see what's lurking in the garden. And even in the home, you were talking about indoor gnat pests, for example. I mean, we have gnat, they're actually gnat sticks that you can actually use to put in your, right around where your plants are in your home, and they'll pick up gnats, fungus gnats. One other trap that I think is very interesting for this time of the year also is a bed bug trap that we have. And it's a monitor that you can use in your home to detect whether or not you have bed bugs. So I know it's getting off the topic a little bit, but so trapping is the first line of defense. And
I'm thinking this is
a very good approach. What else would you like to say about traps, Rick?
Well, even the bed bugs are responsive to the decreased amount of light. That's our topic here today. And they're going to start breeding more going into the winter. And bed bugs are a year-round problem. So, you know, that's one thing that we've seen a huge increase in problems across the country, especially back east, that people are seeing these in all sorts of locations. And this is something that we can handle biocontrol-wise. Using a monitoring trap, using some of our boric acid and DEs. Tell us a little bit about the catalog, Sherry. I mean, we can talk all day long, but for those listeners who are still old-fashioned and like to read something, they can do what?
Well, Rick, you know, you can. I'm very proud of our catalog. We don't really You know, we don't really toot our horn very much, but I want people to know that it's our listeners that we do have a beautiful catalog. It's 64 pages of just amazing products for indoor-outdoor pest control, for homes, for businesses, for gardens of all sizes, of course, backyards, pet care, farmers, from the littlest market grower to some of the largest growers in the world that you and I have worked with, Rick, and our premier product, of course, which is our biological fly control product called fly eliminators that are used to, they're little insects that you grow, Rick, in our insectary on our 10 and a half acres, with a lot of buildings and a lot of help and a lot of love, this little teeny insect that, when you release it where flies are breeding, it, parasitizes the pupal stages of flies. So we've got about a minute left, Rick. So, what's your next comment?
Well, let's go back to the catalog. It's a great way for people to read. Of course, our website is a very exciting website. It's in complete detail, lots of information, lots of great reading. But you can get a hold of both of these. I mean, the catalog is by calling a wonderful 800 number, SOS Bugs. I think, Sherry, you were the one that came up with that years ago. It was a way of thinking.
Aren't I amazing, Rick?
Right. You are the market
SOS
charity.
Bugs. That's right. And so you can just call and order a copy. They're free. Or you can go online. And we actually have a place where you can click on the catalog, and it will take you to a page on our website where if you don't want to order a copy, you can actually see the copy and page through it, and if you click on a particular product that you're interested in, it'll take you right to the product so you can learn more about it. Our website is amazing. It's rich with lots and lots of information. We even have something called a pest problem solver guide, where if you have a pest, it will describe the pest and give you all the solutions that you need right there on the website.
And how do they get to the website?
Well, you go to www.arbico-organics.com. That's ARBICO-ORGANICS.com. Arbico-organics.com. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come
back,
let's
talk about nematodes.
Nematodes. I think people want to know how to put them out. They're quite a miracle. So we'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
It's the Mountain House Super Sale. Right now at BePrepared.com. This month only. Every can is 40% off. Try the delectable flavor of scrambled eggs with bacon. Only $20.39. Regularly $33.99. Or taste Mountain House Beef Stroganoff. Normally $28.49. Now only $17.09. In the mood for dessert, try a number 10 can of raspberry crumble for only $16.49. Usually priced at $27.49. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors are the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, For the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical and anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your free subscription.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest today is Rick Fry, co-owner of Arbico Organics, wildlife biologist, and Bugman. Welcome back, Rick. I know we were talking about how to put out beneficial nematodes. So just tell us a little bit about them, because it is sort of a mystery, and just the idea of something that's microscopic that could have so much power is quite amazing.
Well, good, Sherry. Thanks a lot. You know, beneficial nematodes are naturally occurring all across North America and almost every country in the world. They're very tiny. You need a microscope to see them. They're actually a non-segmented worm, and they're in their own category called nematodes. So they're not insects, you know, they're not a beetle, they don't have wings, they don't fly, but they're actually, again, a soil, usually found in the soil, found in trees also, but they're an organism that lives in groups. They like to associate with one another. And we are able to produce these in a huge laboratory situation and make them very affordable. For example, you know, somebody's backyard that they have several beds can use something as simple as $16 worth of our nematodes in our half garden supply. So I want people to understand that these are very easy to use, which we're going to go into in a minute, but they're also very affordable. And again, you can call our specialists and they'll walk you through what size, but we also have different strands. You see, when you use the word beneficial nematode, you're opening up a big, wonderful book that has, many, many different species. So we need to clarify there are what they call pest nematodes. Some of the more popular, common ones are what we call a root knot nematode. And those are found in the soil, and they eat the little hairs around the roots of, let's say, like carrots and things, and they can damage the plant. So you have to divide the two categories of nematodes right down the middle. There are the pest nematodes, and then there are the beneficial nematodes. The beneficial nematodes that are available at Arbico are used in the soil to kill pest insects. And somebody always asks me this question: are the good nematodes from Arbico, the different strands that come from Arbico, the Heterorhabditis, the Nemetac, the Nemeseek, all the ones that we have here, do they attack the pest nematode in the soil? And the answer is no. They don't attack another nematode, but what they do attack are the grubs and pest larvae that are mostly found in the soil. We have another whole topic that we're going to talk about, and that's how to get rid of nematodes, pest nematodes in the soil, and that's through putting in organic materials. And if we have a little time at the end of the session, we'll talk about how to reduce that. But let's go back to how easy it is to use the good insect, the good nematode in your backyard. They come in a small container. They're shipped usually in two-day service. They can handle temperatures and shipping up around 90 degrees. You then open up your small container. It looks like a container, a flat container that you might have yogurt in or something, depending upon the size of what you're needing. You peel back a sealed plastic, and you'll see the nematodes in a clay. It's a soluble clay that once you put into water will dissolve and releases millions of nematodes. Millions. And that's the power behind what you were talking about, Sherry, is that the nematodes mixed in water, you now have millions of them. And in my favorite way to put them out is with our Chameleon Adaptable Hose and Sprayer. You've seen these. These are very easy to use. Everybody has a hose in their backyard. This little hose and sprayer is a little reservoir about a quart and a half that you mix water and our nematodes in. And now you can treat up to 1,500 feet underneath bushes, underneath shrubs, along garden beds, in garden beds, so that you can now treat as easy as 1, 2, 3, opening up your hose and sprayer, adding water, add the nematodes, and then begin spraying. So it's a very easy to product. Now, inside in your home, your garden, you can just use a little hand sprayer. You can go ahead and put like a half a teaspoon in one of your little hand sprayers, fill it up with water, shake it. Now you can spray that into where you see the exposed soil in your plants, in your pots, in your home, or your greenhouse. So whether it's a small amount that you're using or a large hose-in sprayer, we use them in large crops like cranberries. We actually put them through irrigation systems. And so they can be used in farms, backyard gardens, and greenhouses and homes just by mixing them with water and then applying them. And it's best to apply them at the end of the day or early in the morning. You know, all of Mother Nature's creatures don't like to be exposed right at the harsh sunlight in the middle of the day. So that's one of the requirements. You're usually in your garden in the morning or in the evening. So this is a great time to apply the nematodes with, again, the Chameleon Adaptable Hose and Sprayer, irrigation systems. And water is, you can always use enough water. We want you to water your garden down first, use the hose and sprayer and apply them, and then go ahead and put some more water on your garden afterwards, too. So there's never a shortage of water.
So, Rick, we've got about, I can't believe how fast it goes, but we only have about 4 minutes left. I think it's important to sort of finish up, as we approach the fall, we've talked about trapping, we've talked about prevention using nematodes. Let's talk a little bit about, I know one of the things you want to talk about was composting.
Right. Well, that's so important. This is a great time to take care of your soil. You know, the magic is very simple. Take care of the soil, build a strong, healthy plant, and that plant will give you the products that you want, give you the harvest that you want. But a healthy plant will be able to also fend off a lot of the pest insects. So it's just like human beings. You know, you want to get plenty of rest, drink clean water, drink natural foods, take some vitamins along the way, and then be able to say, I can fend off that common cold that's in the classroom this year. I don't have to get the flu this fall. So plants are very, very similar. And compost is one of the very, very first steps. This is the time of year to use compost, September, October, November. Compost is a way of adding microorganisms. That's really what you're buying. You want to buy living compost wherever you can. We ship, of course, from Arbico all over the world, compost. But a little bit goes a long way, Sherry. So that's really the secret, because you're sending out microorganisms that, when mixed with your soil, are going to help break down the fertilizers and build up the soil fertility. And the health of the soil is what we're after so that we can build a healthy plant. And it's time to put in your fall garden. You know, let's start putting in the, you know, our your favorite fall garden lettuces, coal crops, all the things that'll grow right on through. Perhaps it's in your greenhouse. You're going to go ahead and be growing products through the whole winter. Add compost in your pots, in your soil, in the greenhouse. It's the microorganisms that we're talking about. And really the secret is a little bit goes a long way. Organic fertilizers are the next step because you want to have a healthy soil. You want to put in a long-term fertilizer. You don't want to put in something that's going to seep through and get washed out. Compost goes hand in hand with your organic fertilizers. So, you know, these are grandma's recipes that have been passed down, grandpa's recipes that have been passed down. You know, 100 years ago, that's what they did, and that's why we've got good soil in America, is because they took care of the soil. So,
well,
traps,
well said, Rick, well said.
From traps to...
There's something exciting about this time of the year because it's, you know, the time when summer is going to start coming to a close, and we get really excited about our fall gardening. And for those of you who are in the northern latitudes, of course, this is a time when you can extend your season. You know, there are all types of greenhouse opportunities that are quite affordable, and you can extend your season. For you that are container growers, you know, this is the time to start thinking about indoor container growing if it's too cold where you're going to be. And for those of us who live in the lower latitudes, by golly, this is some of the best gardening that we can ever see. So it's pretty exciting.
Got time to put in your herbs and basils and things like that. Next time, Sherry, we'll talk about my floating door garden, how I took an old door off a house and made it into a floating, rolling door that is perfect for herbs. And we'll be able to talk about that next time. But I think this has been great. Again, nematodes, easy to use, safe. You know, these are not going to harm pets or dogs or cats, none of the animals that would cross your garden. Will be harmed by them. They go in the soil, do their job. You don't have to pay them taxes or overtime.
they're good guys. We're coming to the end
guys.
Of our show, Rick. Thank you so much for joining me. You are the love of my life. I really appreciate it. And for those of you who are listening, we're going to be back next week with another amazing guest. And our phone lines will be open next time so we can have your questions answered. By the way, if you have called in and didn't get your gift, be sure to give us a call at 800-SOS-BUG. Sometimes we don't get all the information. So,
hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.